Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
As the Lord has gathered us, we want to start dealing with victors for your journey. I'm going to start by looking at the first prerequisite victor for a successful pilgrimage on earth. The prerequisite victor for your journey. There are several victors we are going to be describing, but we are going to deal with the first prerequisite victor this morning. And I would like to take it the presence of God. What did I call it? The presence of God. I would like to press with you this morning that any other thing you collect, they are likely to finish unless the source becomes available to you. If you even to bring jerrycans or even tanks and reservoirs and you were to fill it up, anything that can be stored up in a container is bound to do what? To finish. But I sense that the first thing that God is offering each one of us in the course of this day, for your journey to be effective and for you never to be stranded in life, in anything you will do, in any place you will go, in any battle you will face, in any challenges that may come your way, in any career you are going to undertake, in your marriage, in your totality of pursuit in life, there is one victory that is requisite. What is that called? The victory? The presence of God. And I'd like to impress upon you today that if God goes with you, if God's presence remains with you, if any step of the way you can see the Lord by your side, I dare say to you, you can never be stranded. Your resources in life and for life will never finish. The reason is because the source of every provision has decided to go with you. So this morning, it is very, very important for me to begin that it would be wrong if we just talk about victuals for your journey as things that will set you not on a good platform, because there's not a amount of container you carry. Once it can be put in a container, then it will finish. But what God offers you this morning as the victory for your journey is not first anything. It is His presence. And I would like to make a quick study about that. And at the end, I will be asking you to particularly sue, plead, pray, desire that you will not go from this meeting unless He goes with you. That you will not travel any further in life unless you are sure that He is traveling with you. You will not enter into any project or any venture unless He goes with you. I would like to say that when God wants anybody to succeed, when God desires to make your life effective, you know what He says? I will be with you. The greatest promise that God can ever give a man, the greatest promise is for Him to say, I will not, I will be with you. The reason is because, let me just give an illustration of what I wanted to say. You remember the children of, the disciples, before we go to the children of Israel, the disciples. When they were crossing the water, and there was a mighty storm, and they were really troubled, to the extent that they started packing water. Some of them started throwing away some of their goods. But do you know that there was something that stopped the problem? What was it that had the problem? Jesus was where? Was with them in the boat. When someone among them remembered, Jesus is here, sleeping in a pillow, what did we call Him? One of them ran and said, Master, do you not care that we perish? And Jesus said, how long will I be with you? You of little faith. Why are you thinking I'm here? If I'm with you, who else can be against you? What storm of life can molest you? I am here. And Jesus said immediately, He just said, peace be here. And what happened to the storm? Everything calm. Because He was with them. no storm can do them any harm. Because he was in their boat, their battle. So let's quickly, within this next 1 hour, try to study this prerequisite victory, the presence of the Lord going with you. And I wish that as early as your life is now, before you take any other step in life, that particular victory you collect. Will you collect that victory before you leave here? In fact, I'm looking for people like Moses who will be able to say to God, if your presence does not go with me, carry me not from here. When the presence of God becomes your critical victory in life, you can't do without the presence. I am sure you will never fail. The reason is that God cannot be with you and you will drown. Are we together? God cannot be with a man and the devil will conquer him. It is not possible for God to be with you, for the presence of God to be with a man. That man will become a useless non-entity. It's not possible. In fact, what Satan does before he can conquer a man is to lure that man away, to isolate him from where? From the presence. We're going to read a few scriptures, and as we are reading, I will be trusting that God will give you understanding of this. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, in chapter 5, I will be reading them gradually. Go where studying this picture, the presence of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 5, in verse 22, 23, and 24, one thing I distinguish Enoch from all the people that was listed, all the people that were listed in that chapter. And when you have time, you can read that there was a genealogy. In the whole of that chapter, they were talking about people who lived, people who died, people who lived and gave birth to children and all of this. But there was one thing that was peculiar that set Enoch apart from everyone else and made Enoch forever to be remembered. The Bible said, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. And begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not. For God did what? The Lord. walk with God. So I want you to note the word Enoch, did what? Walk with God. What does that mean? Does that mean an occasional visit? Please tell me. Is it occasional? What was that? It's a walking with. There is a relationship. It became not an activity you come to do. It has become a relationship that each time you see Enoch, whom do you see? You see God. And anytime you see God, who else do you also see? You walk with each other. I want you to know that basically, for a man to walk on earth and to succeed without failing, for your destiny not to be destroyed by anything, for you to look back after 7 years and say, thank God, it has been worthwhile. This victory that God is willing for you to carry before you go, the presence of God. Not occasional, sensational feeling. You know something, when you come for a meeting like this, and in the midst of activities and people are praying, you can feel God. But when you go away, you suddenly come back to your normal condition. You are feeling dry. You are feeling lonely. You are feeling depressed. You are feeling discouraged. You feel as if you are alone. Nobody is with you. God wants to walk with you. Actually, God is saying, I want to hear him saying, I don't want you to go alone. I will go with you. I want to go with you. I am not just sending you to go. I will go with you. How many of you feel nice when there is something to do? Or there is a place to go, or you have not been there before, and this person describes to you and say, when you move from here, when you get down near around the roundabout, turn left. As you turn left, in about 100 yards, you will see another little branch. Turn right. Then as you go a little down, turn left, and then turn right, and then turn up. And as he's describing, you are saying, so, 100 years after the roundabout, did you say I should turn left? He said, no. I said, at the roundabout, turn left. Then 100 years, turn right. Then 20 years, turn left again. And turn right again. Oh, you are confused. Why he is talking that and describing, go like this, okay, let me draw it for you. And as he's drawing it and you don't understand, someone says, another person comes and says, are you going to so place? He says, yes, okay. Don't worry. That's where I'm going. Let me go with you. What do you do now? You relax. You praise God, say, thank you very much. And he goes with you. And when you get to your destination, he says, this is where you are going. And you are right there. What do you say to that person? You will thank him very much. You'll be so grateful. Because to go with you is better than to decide the road. the greatest victor. What makes a man to succeed in life is the presence of God that said, I will go with you. Brothers and sisters, let me share with you. I want to be very honest with you and practical with you. I discovered when I was starting out in life, the biggest cry in my heart is, Lord, how will I not fail? In fact, I was so afraid of failing that I was wondering, is it necessary to even start? Since I'm not sure, I've seen so many people that failed, I've seen so many people that used to be strong, and they are no more strong. And I was saying, I don't know how to go. And God began to tell me something, and I've never left it. It's very important to me. He said, I am not asking you to go. I am asking you to come with me. I will go with you. I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Everything that I'm telling you to do, I will be with you. We will do it together. And Christian life became very easy. Christian life became very simple for me. Some of you think to be Christian is a very difficult thing. But for me, it's very simple. And what is simple about it is that I am not alone. So my song, I began to compose a song for myself. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Jesus is with me, oh. I am not alone. I'm not alone, I'm not alone, Jesus is with me, oh, and I'm not alone. When a complex situation, I just remind myself, Shady, you will be with me. There are many things I don't even try to understand anymore. You know why? Since he will be with me. When we get to this spot, he will be there. Hallelujah. So everything that I have done in life ever since, I have understood that the greatest thing I need in my life, the greatest thing, is not money. It's him. If he is with me, no problem. He will not say, go, I will see how you can do it. In fact, sometimes when I'm standing, I say, go. I say, God, you know I cannot go without you. Let's go together. Let's go together. His presence is the first victory for anyone who wants to have an effective journey. This is not about your energy. Those who succeed with God is not because they are energetic. It's because God was with them. Those who you see that God has helped them to become something for him, it's because God was with them. And Enoch did what? Walked with God. How many of you will walk with God? This victory for my journey is you going with me. And I will not go from here unless you go with me. Anybody who is going to say like that, I say, God, whatever may happen from this meeting, I cannot travel by myself again. If you don't go with me, I'm not going anywhere. Are you there? Are you there? And I want to assure you that whenever anybody believes that he cannot travel without that prerequisite victory, God, in every case, always gives to them. Hallelujah. So, what made Enoch a different man among his own generation was the presence of God that was walking with him. And until the end of his journey, the story was an Enoch walked with God. And God took him. God took him. They were friends. And when it was time, his friend came to take him. Hallelujah. Would you like to go to chapter 6? You know, we are doing something here. It's a prerequisite. The presence of God. And I just want to trust God that by the time I'm sending you to pray, this presence will become your greatest desire in the name of Jesus Christ. In chapter 6, verse 7, the Lord, when I should read from verse 6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth. And he grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah did what? You see, so let me ask you, what made Noah to be able to succeed in such a terrible generation where he lived? It was God's presence in his life. Do you know that no matter how terrible your department is, if God be for you, who can be against you? This is why, if the devil wants to rob you, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? If the devil wants to rob any man, the greatest treasure that the devil is searching to get is not money. If you lose money and you did not lose God, you will get more money. Praise the Lord. If you lose property and you did not lose the presence of God in your life, you have not lost anything. Because God, who calls into existence those things that be not as though they were, he will refill your life again. Hallelujah! Do you know that Job was a man who was working with God. And Satan came and said, do you think Job is working with you for nothing? Do you think that Job appreciates you as the treasure of his life? It was because of many things you gave him. And God said, no, Job is not like that. I am the treasure in the life of Job. Satan said, no, let's test it. Do you know that Job lost everything? But he did not lose one thing. What did he not lose? He didn't lose the presence of God. Satan has not robbed you. Are you hearing me? Only he has robbed you of the presence of God. Did you hear what I said? I said Satan has not robbed you. No matter what he has taken, if he has not robbed you of the presence of God. When God and God's presence remains in your life, as a young man, as a middle-aged man, and as an old man, you are one who is bigger, stronger than the majority. So we're talking about victory for your journey. Let me first tell you, it is not first about carrying things. I'd like to say to you, the first prerequisite victory that I'm praying that you will take along for your journey is Him. Are we together? Him, not things. And this is my cry and my desire for every one of you, that God will go with you. Do you know that I'm not afraid if God goes with you? Do you know that if God goes with you, you don't need any other security? Because he that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber, he will keep your going out and your coming in. He will preserve you if he goes with you. But this is where the devil concentrates all his attack. He will like to separate you from that presence. Can I remind you what I said one more time? Satan has not robbed you. But he has robbed you of the presence of God. And I will be thinking about this. If I don't finish this morning message, because it's a prerequisite victory, and they need to spend a bit of more time on it later on, but I do hope that whatever we begin to say this morning, the Holy Spirit will enlarge it and let it hook your heart as it has hooked my own heart. My heart has been hooked with this matter since I came to recognize it several years ago. I have realized that if being me and the Lord, there is no problem. Let me tell you, you cannot have problem with me anywhere. You know why? If the will of a man pleases the Lord, what will he do? He will make his enemies be at peace with him. You can't fight a man with whom God has decided to tabernacle. Eh? So I used to sing, I said, if God be for me, if God be for me, nobody can be against me. You may not have good notes, but those are my songs. I so much understood that when God's presence is with me, you can do me no harm. So discover that if you don't want to steal something from me, and you will have stolen something, there's only one thing. What is that thing? To steal from my life the presence of God. I think there's anything I determine by God's grace to preserve, to protect. It is not even the work of God. I am not very concerned in protecting this house, because it is nothing to me. There's one thing you don't want to lose. What is that? You don't want to lose the presence of God. When you lose the presence of God, you become a piece of bread. When you lose the presence of God, you become a non-entity. When you lose the presence of God, demons not to come near you, they will jump on your neck and torment you day and night and make sure that your life is miserable because you've lost the presence. If there's anything I don't want to lose in my life, I don't want to lose the presence. I don't want to lose the presence. I may lose money. I have bought cars before. Thieves have come and stole cars away from me. I have lost money. People swindled me of money. All of those things, I didn't regard it as a loss. If I didn't get it as a loss a time before, you would not know. I think a man loses the presence of God in his life, yeah. He becomes naked. He becomes dry. He becomes graceless. It becomes a nuisance. It becomes a useless non-entity. The greatest victory that God gives a man when one seems to succeed is his presence. Let me go on quickly so that we can cover some ground. Hallelujah. Do you know, for Abraham, the biggest thing in his life was the presence of God. So in chapter 15 of Genesis, God came and said to him, God said, "Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield, and I am your exceeding great reward." But you know, unfortunately, after that chapter, the desire to have it right made it hard. To lose that presence for 13 years. And for 13 years, when Abraham went to sleep with Allah, something departed from his life. The presence of God left him. And those of you that are reading your Bible very well, if you look chapter 16 of Genesis and verse 16. Are you there? And Abraham was how many years? 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. In chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 99 years. How many years now? Between 86 and 99, how many years? The problem I'm having is that for 13 years, heaven had no record in Abraham. You are not hearing me. Are you hearing me? For 13 years, heaven had no records. Nothing good to write home about Abraham for 13 years. When he was happy, they tried. But he was going up and down. Something has left. So by the time God was going to appear to him in chapter 17, after 13 years, look at what the Bible says. Are you there? When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and thou affect. Something happened. He lost it. But I thank God that God came back to him. He was circumcised again. God established a fresh covenant with him. And I thank God from that time. Until Abraham closed his eyes, he jealously gathered that treasure, the presence of God in his life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Are you with me? Okay. Now let's go to that story. That we have been about that story to show us this morning from the life of Joseph. In the book of Genesis, we think chapter 30, is it 39? I think we will read 39 because if you get to Genesis 9 quickly, are you there? Can you read for me verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3? Who is reading that for me? Communication. Yes, sir. And the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man. Verse 3. And his master saw the Lord was with him. But let's wait. I have brought you to this point because I'm dealing with this visual immobile. When the senior brothers of Joseph, when they wanted to sell him, do you remember what they did? Who remember what they did? They stripped him of his clothes of diverse color. They can take away from him. The cloth that his father Jacob gave him, he was naked. But there was something invisible to him that he could not take away from him. What was that? The presence of God. They are finished with him. You can't finish the man who is carrying the presence of God. You can't. So when they were seeing him, they thought that they have stripped him and they have made him naked. They didn't know that Joseph had been clothed with an invisible gift, the presence of God. So when they got into the house of Potiphar, and this is very exciting to me, he was sold out as a slave, with no clothes. They made sure his father Jacob could not look for him because he went and told that he died. But the Bible repeatedly said, did you see the repeated emphasis? And the Lord was with him. And he was a prosperous man. Now, let's talk. How can you say he is a prosperous man and he's a slave in his master's house? Are you hearing me? So what kind of prosperity are you talking about? The prosperity of the presence that he carries. Do you know that as far as I already know, I know in my mind, that if I have $1 million, and I do not carry the presence of God, I am a terribly poor man. Honestly, don't envy those who have properties and don't have God. Don't envy them. I don't envy those who seem to be highly placed, but God is not with me. I don't envy them at all. And I don't want to be like them. I don't want to have money. I don't want to have gold if I don't have God. Are you hearing me? I don't want to have money if I cannot have God's mercy. I always say, and I will not stop saying that, I prefer grace to gold. I prefer God's mercy unto money. I want his presence, not a presence. I hope you know there's a great difference between presence, his essence, and presence. Some of you would like to take presence. We present you with this. No. I want presence. I want access, not assets. I want to be a man that carries God. It was interesting that the brother, when they were going through the beautiful gate, and your brother was asking us to pray about that this morning, the crippled man looked at him, and the man was looking at them so that he might give him what? Some money. Hey, and Peter did like this. What does he say? There's nothing here. And he didn't give it. Yeah. You will think I'm a big man that is having money. There's nothing there. But there was something I have that makes me a prosperous man. The presence of God. It is a time not to have money. The only crime is to have his presence in your life. It's very exciting to me, but I cannot tell you now because you may not understand. That when a man begins to have the presence of God in his life, he can never be stranded anywhere. I remember that one day I was traveling with my Tewasi. And we were stranded in Okigwe, in Okigwe there. And it was dark. Our tire had been lost inside the bush because of moving and the tire just removed. And we were on 3 wheels of speed. And the place was dark. And when I was traveling with him, we had $27 in our pockets. And we have spent everything, buying fuel and repairing tire, and nothing will work. Now we have reached this place, and there is no money, and there is nowhere to sleep, and the car now has three wheels, and there is no way to move. But despite all of that, there was something behind the presence. We slept. We found a way to sleep in the SU camp that night. Mosquitoes, they came to relay feast. But you see, when mosquitoes were feasting on us, there was something else that made us excited. What was that? The Lord will carry. So in the morning, we woke up and we were looking for how to move out of that place. And I said, Rachel, I said, no problem, let's go.